You break a leg or get a high fever and you go to a doctor. It's generally that simple. We don't question physical illness in our society. Other than for religious reasons, we seek out medical cures for what ails us. With mental illness, it's different. It's harder to know when people are sick, harder to find the right place to go, and more likely that there will be some stigma attached. Still, every month we get personal stories of dealing with mental illness from the people of Southern Oregon Compass House in Medford. It uses the clubhouse model where the people who spend time at the house contribute to its care and upkeep. This month, Tony C. from Compass House tells his story.
I have a hard time around people. When I get around people, I feel like they're always talking about me. And I know they're not, but in my head, it tells me that they are. So I just kind of just go with the flow and not really deal with it a whole lot, because otherwise I'm not going to be able to stay focused. It's hard for me to stay focused if I'm not being careful what I'm doing or who I'm around.
Like, you feel like people are talking about you, even though when you kind of know they're not. And you said that can actually distract you?
Yeah, it's like a trigger for me, telling me that somebody's out there to get me or they're watching me. That's the way I feel. I mean, with my illness, paranoid schizophrenia, so I always hear people talking. You know, there's nobody there, but I hear them talking.
Living with that, feeling like that's going on, how does that impact your day-to-day life?
I try not to let it bother me. I mean, even though it does bother me, because I know that nobody's out there, nobody's talking to me, and I just have to just deal with it, you know what I mean? And sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. If I can't deal with it, that's when I shut down. Mm. And then I just don't talk to nobody. I mean, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with you? And I won't talk. I won't open up or nothing. That's when I shut down.
Like being able to hold down a job or just take care of some regular day-to-day stuff. Do you think that living with a mental illness has impacted your ability to do that?
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, I can hold down a job. You know, sometimes I wish I wasn't working, but, you know, and then my everyday thing I have to do every day, I have to remember to feed and water my dogs, and I got a group of dogs.
One thing some other people have talked about a little bit is that they have to be aware of how their symptoms are showing up, or they need to pay more attention to how they're feeling than maybe someone who's not living with a mental illness. Do you think that's true for you?
I don't think so. I really pretty much know what's going on pretty much all the time.
Is there anything that you would want people to know about living with a mental illness that maybe they don't?
Just got to keep your P's and Q's and ears and eyes open. And if you know what's going on around you, your illness will not let you freak out or get weirded out or whatever, you know what I mean? Because I see my surroundings, and I'm always looking around me, but I always think there's somebody back there behind me. There's nobody back there. It's just what I feel, you know? That's my kicking in, my mental illness kicking in, telling me that, hey, somebody's out there, you know, you need to pay attention to them. And I know there's nobody out there. So I just have to just deal with it the best I can, and sometimes it's hard.
You kind of talked a little bit about being really aware of your surroundings. Do you think that is because you've been dealing with a diagnosis of schizophrenia, or do you think that's something that would be there anyways?
I think it has to do with my paranoid schizophrenia. It's hard. It's like when I get on the bus to ride the bus, everybody's talking about me, you know, and I know they're not, but in my head it's telling me, they're talking about you. They're laughing at you. You know, what, do I look funny today? Didn't I dress right today? You know, and that's the way I look at it for myself, because everybody's got different mental issues, you know what I mean?
Do you feel like it's ever kind of gotten in your way of doing things? Like you mentioned, having a hard time feeling like people are talking about you on the bus. Has that ever made it difficult to get on the bus? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. If I'm standing at the bus stop waiting for the bus at the transportation, people are talking, oh yeah, sometimes I'll tell, I don't want to get on the bus, and I won't. Either I'll walk home or I'll wait for the next one.
Have there been other circumstances where that sort of thing has happened?
At work. I have a meeting with work where I get paranoid. And in the past, I've quit a few jobs like that because I felt that they were talking about me, laughing at me, because I was a little slower than they are. In the past, I quit a lot of jobs. I wish I would have never quit. That was before I was even on medication or anything like that.
That might be a point worth talking about a little bit. So needing to be able to stay on top of medications, or like if you have counseling or any other services you get, that's not a part of a lot of people's lives, at least not for things like schizophrenia. What kinds of things do you have to do in order to manage your symptoms that maybe folks wouldn't know about?
I have to take my medication, otherwise I'm not going to be able to make it throughout the day or night or whatever. If I don't have my medication, I get weirded out. I have all these voices just hit me all at once, and I can't deal with it. That's when I break down. And then I'll shut down, and nobody can get to me.
So for you, it's really, really important be on these. And is it something where you can, like, miss a dose and just make it up later, or?
They say you can, but I, with myself, I know I can't miss a dose. Because if I do, then I'm going to get out there in left field, and you don't want me out there. Like, now I take my medication. I take Invega for paranoid schizophrenia, for the voices. I haven't really lashed out on anybody since I've been on this medication, and I like it. Nice not be able to flip out on somebody because they may be mad. So I have to stay on my medication, otherwise I ain't going to be able to deal with what I got to do every day.
Getting angry and kind of lashing out at folks was a problem that you were having, but now that your symptoms are a little more managed, you can usually handle things a little better?
Oh, yeah. I think the medication helped me a lot.
That is Tony C., a clubhouse member at Southern Oregon Compass House in Medford. This is the edition of Compass Radio for April. Tony C. interviewed by Bryce Harding at Compass House. And now Chris Folden, the development coordinator for Southern Oregon Compass House, joins us in the studio. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
This last point that Tony was talking with Bryce about medication, I wonder how, is this something that's in the lives of most of the clubhouse members?
It's in the lives of many. We usually, we always let the medical providers, and encourage people to see and stay in touch with them. But it's always kind of something that we hear a lot of is some people are afraid of medications because of just the past history of some of the treatments for mental illness. And, it's come a long, long ways, and it's just an education process.
I'm glad you provided the distinction there, because it is worth noting that Compass House is not a treatment facility per se. You don't give out medication there. None of that stuff goes on there.
That's absolutely correct. We're a non-clinical model where we focus on the supports and strengths of people. We don't do medications, groups, or therapies.
So, but I do want to pursue the medication angle a little more, because it seems like with ills of the body, we made the comparison right at the top of the segment, people expect to be able to get their broken bones set and expect to be able to take pills to cure their physical ills. Is it a much more complicated process with medication that is correct for the condition of mental illness?
Well, it's something that really strikes people at their core, because so much of who we are is based off of our identity and our perceived perceptions of, our learned experiences of, how we see the world. So when, we think people are talking about us and things, people tend to isolate and are afraid to go in. I was reading an article this morning about how someone thought that their provider was hired by their parents, and it was really a kind of a sad, terrifying thing.
And when I was listening to Tony C. talk about the jobs he quit or the buses he wouldn't get on because he thought that people were talking about, I mean, clearly his mental illness, this is the clearest way in which it interferes with his life on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in addition to the idea of interfere, there's the idea of fear itself. I mean, Tony has some fears of things, but I mean, when you think about the stigma that still seems to be placed upon mental illness, it is generally just a fear. I think is fair to say that it's people fearing what other people are going to do because they think they're unpredictable or something.
Yes, and the statistics are that people with mental illness are 3.86% more likely to be victims of a crime, according to Liverpool study from John Moores Liverpool University.
So not creators of crime, but victims of crime more often.
Victims.
Than So how are there issues ever at Compass House? I mean, you have 615 members, I think you told me before we got onto the microphones. Not all of them were there at any given time. It's, you know, just a small fraction of them are. But I mean, is there ever any level of having to deal with fear of other people within the clubhouse?
Yeah, a lot of people when they come in have a lot of anxiety. I mean, they've been isolating and you know, Tony had mentioned that he has, you know, quite a number of dogs that he has to take care of. And really, like, when your only interactions with people, you're afraid that they're laughing at you and talking about you. You know, your best friends tend to be someone who is not going to, you know, be talking about you or can't and shows you unconditional love.
How hard is it then for people to walk into the door at Compass House the first time?
Very difficult. One member actually came for 3 weeks and sat outside in her car crying before she actually ever made it in the door. And then once she made it in the door, cried for like 7 days straight. And no one could really, you know, really quite get to her to figure out. Finally, like once she opened up more, she was just so happy to be in a place where she wasn't judged and was accepted. And that's a huge step, just being able to get out of the house. You know, a lot of people take years before they seek treatment because it is something that's very personal, and it's not something that you can just readily see your limitations like a broken leg.
We have talked about the growth of Compass House. You're moving into new facilities over the course of the next year. Did it kind of go from a trickle into a torrent? I mean, once people who need the services of Compass House realized it was there, did it really start growing a lot faster?
Absolutely. The community has really been recognizing that there is, you know, help for people. One in four adults are touched with a mental illness, and that's something that, you know, family members, you know, relatives, ourselves. There's a lot that we can do to help people, and we're growing because of it.
All right. So 615 people considered members at Southern Oregon Compass House in Medford now. About 34 people, you figure, in any given day?
Yes. And we're growing quick and reaching our maximum occupancy. So we're excited to get into our new building.
Well, we're really appreciative of all the work that you guys do to let us hear the stories of people who are experiencing mental illness now or did in the past. It really, I think it helps all of us understand a lot better what goes on. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Jeffrey.